Daily Show. And this is a very, very interesting topic, a topic I am going to be discussing a lot on my show now because of one of my new clients, but also a great friend and client for years. Nancy Lishak told me about this. So I'm excited to welcome Jessica Mance, co-chair of DIY Resolve Walk of Hope. Jessica, thanks for stopping by. And let's learn a little bit about Resolve first, but thanks for stopping by.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. So Resolve is a national nonprofit organization. They're Resolve, the National Infertility Association. And so they have been around for many years, I think 50 years this year. And what they do is they provide free educational resources, support groups, community events for those in the infertility community. And then they also are big into advocating for fertility care as well.
That's great. And so Resolve has been doing this for years. And is this the first time ever that you've done a walk in Pittsburgh?
Yes, this is the first Walk of Hope in Pittsburgh. Other cities have done them with immense success, but this will be the first one in Pittsburgh.
So this is kind of a real, a challenge, right? First, yeah. Coordinate a walk and go do it. And from the beginning, so what has been the excitement of going through this whole process, Jessica,
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I was able to participate in the Walks of Hope in Charlotte. So I had a little bit of a foundation to base this walk on. And it's a wonderful Walk of Hope that they have down there. So it was a little difficult because we really didn't have a blueprint to fall back on like we will next year. But just the journey has been amazing because it started as a very small dream of hopefully getting a couple people together to walk. Then I did get in touch with Nancy and we established a wonderful committee together. And just looking at how it has grown since that original dream has been amazing.
And that process of a lot of volunteers. I know you want to thank all these volunteers before Sunday.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, so Nancy, my co-chair, she has been amazing. And then we have a committee. There are six people on the committee and they've been great as well. And then we'll have a day of volunteers as well. So we've had a lot of help. And that's just volunteers. That doesn't include the businesses who have sponsored the event or, you know, local businesses who have come in to support it.
So tell me about how you got involved in this walk, first of all, in Charlotte.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I actually am an embryologist. So I worked in a fertility clinic full time down in Charlotte for 4 years. And that's how I got involved with the Walk of Hope down there. When we moved back to Pittsburgh, I had to leave my job in Charlotte, but now I'm a traveling embryologist. But it's a passion project for me, really, because I see firsthand how many people are affected and the ways that they're affected by infertility. And I just want to do anything, you know, possible to help them.
So what's the percent of people that are infertility now? Is it a big number?
It is. It's actually more than we initially thought. So there was a recent report that says 1 in 6 people worldwide will experience infertility in their lifetime.
Wow, that's a big percent. And what are you seeing the reasons that are happening? Research, especially being an embryologist, you've seen it, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot about trends. So people are waiting longer to start their families than what, you know, they once were. So there's a definite trend in that. And then there's also a trend in maybe non-traditional families. So that would be same-sex couples or single parents who are also wanting to build their families.
Oh, wow. And then that's not a guarantee, right? Especially even when you do this, it's not guaranteed, right?
Unfortunately, IVF is not a guarantee. It's a common misconception that everyone thinks, well, I'll just do IVF. But unfortunately, every IVF cycle does not end successfully. A lot do, but, you know, and as we age, that success rate does tend to decline as well.
Were you surprised about the feedback so far of all the people who are going to participate in the walk on Sunday, April 21st?
Yes, unbelievably. From the beginning, even people who were willing to join the committee, I was amazed at that. And then how many businesses were so apt to sponsor the event, how many local businesses were so generous in contributing to our raffle baskets. And then, of course, the people who have registered, we're over 300 people registered for the event right now.
That's fantastic. And the good news is that you're not too late to walk. And where is the walk on Sunday?
The walk is at the cottage at South Park. So if you are familiar with South Park, it's across from the South Park police station. There's a giant walking track there. So if you know the walking track or the museum building that has the big clock on the top, then you're in the right place and there'll be signs and people directing you.
Wow. And I'm sure you're thinking of getting a lot of walk-ups too, because a lot of people wait to the last minute, right?
Yes. And luckily you can do that. You can register at the door.
And what do you think you learn most? Because I'm sure going through sponsorship and going and talking to the people who have registered, I think you've learned a lot of people struggling to have children, right? More than you expected, because you knew what the Charlotte, you knew that market really well, but now you're newer to Pittsburgh to hear this, right?
Right. And there's a couple things about that. I mean, I could not believe how many people were excited about the event and wanted to register for the event. But really, it shows that there's such a need for events and resources like this in the Pittsburgh community. We have a lot of people here who are struggling with infertility and a lot of people who need those resources. And you can see that just by how popular this event has been in its first year.
What tips do you offer people that are going through this process?
Through the IVF process? A couple of things that I would probably recommend is start early. IVF sometimes has a lot of delays that are unexpected. So don't try to set a timeline. It does often take a little bit longer than you would expect it to. Another thing is it can be very expensive. Some insurance companies will cover some or all of it, but there are also grants that are available that I always encourage people to try to apply for because it is a very expensive process. And the third is, if you don't like your clinic or you don't feel comfortable there, don't be afraid to seek, you know, another clinic or seek additional care. And don't forget to advocate for yourselves.
And that's powerful, right? Yes. If yes. You're not doing that. And it's a lot of work because you're tracking to make sure it works. And all these different things, ovulation is not the easiest thing, right? That is
right.
When they're going through those problems.
Right. I mean, so many women, they're affected by PCOS or their egg quality is below average, or maybe women have endometriosis. Maybe men have sperm abnormalities. There are so many things that can contribute to the inability to conceive or carry a pregnancy to term.
And then I just learned about thyroid too for men, right? Mm-hmm. And that
men
is,
and women. Yeah.
Yeah. But surprising for a man, right? Did you know that you thought it was just testosterone? It's not. It's other things too. And you got to really understand those things. And I'm sure, do you guide when somebody's going this route, how long do you wait to decide to get this treatment done? How long should you try to consider this?
The definition of infertility is technically if you go 12 months of actively trying with the inability to conceive if you're under 36. If you're above 36 or 36 and over, I think it's 6 months of actively trying without success before you should seek treatment. But you can seek treatment at any time.
Oh, wow. And the best place people can find information on it right now and sign up for the walk, where can they go?
You can go to our website. It's you can go to the Resolve website, and there's an option for the Walk of Hope that'll take you directly to our page, or you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Pittsburgh Walk of Hope.
We appreciate it. This is great stuff. Love to have you back on again. I know I'm going to be talking to one of my clients, the sponsor. Know When, I'm sure, is going to be sponsoring a lot of these different walks. We'll definitely be talking about it because really, unbelievably enough, the more help we can get, and these walks will help with research and different things for how great Resolve is helping women. So I appreciate it. And thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.